The Pensacola Bay Area League of Women Voters and its partners will continue their series of discussions on the school-to-prison pipeline with a public forum this Monday evening at Franco's Italian Restaurant. WUWF's Sandra Averhart reports the focus of the panel discussion is on the prosecution of children in adult court.
This will be the second of three public forums aimed at raising awareness of the school-to-prison pipeline, which is a national problem whereby many children are being arrested for fairly minor offenses rather than being disciplined at school.
On this one, we're really going to zero in on what happens after arrest.
Paula Montgomery is chair of the League's Education Committee. She says tonight's discussion will focus on the trying of juveniles as adults.
Escambia County, well, Florida in general, has a very big problem, disproportionate to the rest of the United States. In Florida alone, in the last 5 years, 10,000 kids have been tried as adults. And of those, 98% did not have any sort of a hearing before that decision was made.
Montgomery says Escambia County is one of the worst offenders in the state, arresting children and trying them as adults in greater numbers than some of the largest counties in the state, such as Miami-Dade and Broward. It's a problem that has drawn the attention of organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center and SPLC attorney Tanya Galone, who will take part in the Pensacola Forum.
She has written articles for judicial magazines about it and is just a well-known expert in this area. She actually is the manager of the lawyers for the Florida branch of Southern Poverty Law Center.
Other members of the panel are juvenile defense attorney Kelly Richards and juvenile state's attorney Marjorie Anders. Former juvenile offender Spencer Weiss will tell his story, and joining them on the panel is Rick Branch, minister of music at First United Methodist Church and founding member of the Escambia County Youth Justice Coalition.
Currently, the way the system is now and the way the laws work right now, prosecutors have pretty much carte blanche to take a youth and try that child as an adult. And no other lawyers and even no judges or no juries can stop that. It is something that they can do, and they don't have to answer to anyone for it.
According to Branch, prosecutors are able to bypass pretrial hearings before judges when they do what's called a direct file.
That's the primary issue, is that even if a judge has an opinion on it, the judge's hands are completely tied. If a prosecutor says, I am direct filing, there is nothing that anyone can do until after the trial to reverse what the prosecutors have done.
Legislation being filed would put judges back in charge of determining whether juveniles should be tried as adults. Another problem is that after conviction in adult court, the young offenders are being sentenced to serve time in the adult prison system. Branch says adult prisons are purely punitive and are no places for juveniles. He knows this because of his relationship with church member Warren Williams, who was just 14 years old when he shot and killed his father, William Williams, at their Pensacola home in 2010. The young Williams was 15 when he was sentenced to over 20 years behind bars.
When Warren was in one prison where he was so small that they were concerned about his safety among the other adults, the only option this prison had, it was an adult prison, the only option they had was to put him in solitary confinement. They did not have anything set up to be able to handle having a small 15-year-old boy in the system with adults.
And just a note, Warren Williams is now 19 years old, turning 20 in November, and he's set for release from prison in 2029. Branch will talk about Williams' experiences and what he's learned about the criminal justice system and its handling of juvenile offenders during tonight's panel discussion. The public forum is presented by Branch's Youth Justice Coalition, the Pensacola Bay Area League of Women Voters, Pensacola Coffee Party, and ACLU of Florida. It will be held at Franco's Restaurant beginning at 5:30. Seating is limited. Those wishing to attend should contact the League's Paula Montgomery at 850-438-8891. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.